The hour is at hand. The hour for which he was born. The hour which was set more precisely by the ever-blessed Virgin Mary. And what hour is this? The hour of his passion. The hour of our salvation. For those of us who want it, who seek it. For those of us who are willing to follow Christ and the Blessed Mother, and like them, be willing to lose our life, our soul in this life, that we may gain it for life eternal. And the readings of this Mass today, on this Saturday of the week of Passion, the last week before the tremendous and holy week, when all things were to be changed forever, they remind us that in the Old Testament all this was predicted. And one of those whose words and whose prophecies predicted it, but not only that, his very life predicted it, was Saint Jeremiah. Now, you remember that, Saint Jeremiah, and we see a little bit of his sufferings here in the reading of today from his book. Saint Jeremiah was eventually to be put to death. He was a martyr because of the truth, just as those who follow Christ and are martyred, they too, because of the truth. And so he speaks about the evil ones, even among the people of God, the people of Israel, the Jews. There were wicked Jews, he says, and they took counsel with one another to put him to death. They have dug a pit for me. And eventually, they would throw him in a pit, and later on, they would put him to death altogether. And all this is in prophecy of Christ, the Messiah. In the Gospel of today, there are so many lessons. We cannot go through all of them. But the first thing that we see is the same thing as with Jeremiah's. The wicked Jews, who in this case were supposed to be those who were the holy ones and the leaders of the people of God, they took counsel against not only Christ, but Lazarus. Because Lazarus was dead, and he came back to life by the power, by the miracle of Jesus Christ. And so the fact that Lazarus is alive proves that Jesus Christ is indeed God, that he is the Son of God. He is the Messiah, the one that was to come into the world, the one that was to come for this hour. And so they sought to kill Lazarus as well. He was proof of his godliness. And then they begin to argue with him. And this because the people took branches, palms, because that's mostly what they were. There were olive branches too, but mostly palms. And greeted him. Now he followed the ceremonial of the crowning of the King of Israel, who was supposed to ride into Jerusalem seated on a colt of an ass, one that was virgin, that had never been ridden before. Everything about the life of Christ, and we shall see this throughout this week and especially Friday, is virginal. And here too, the colt, the baby ass, it was never ridden before, and most likely after Christ brought it back to the owner, it probably died because it was never to be ridden again. It was only for Christ. That is the reason why that colt was created. Now, think about that. Why were you created? Why did God put you into this earth? It was most certainly not for you to go to hell. Well, we see the majority of people, and the majority of Catholics today are doing just that. They're frustrating the plan of God. the providence of God. But He created us for a certain specific purpose. And so our Lord rides into Jerusalem, and then later on in the temple, they come to Him and they continue to argue against Him. Now in the meantime, some Jews and Gentiles from the diaspora had come to celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. This was very, very important, and we see in the Stations of the Cross, St. Simon of Cyrene and his two sons, Saints Alexander and Rufus, who became bishops of the church and martyrs of the church. They had come from Libya, from Cyrene, to celebrate the Passover. And they were very much involved in the Passion of Christ. They were converted to Christ by this great miracle. So these two, and we see here too another lesson that is very important for us Catholics. The power of intercession. Here we have, they go to St. Philip, the apostle, and then he goes to St. Andrew, the apostle. One intercedes with the other, and then both of them go to Christ and present their petitions to Christ. Such it is still with us. We present our petitions to the Blessed Mother, to St. Joseph, to the saints, and they present our petitions to Christ. In heaven now, not only to Christ, but to the Father and to the Holy Spirit, all throned together in glory and splendor. And it doesn't say here necessarily what happened with them, but because the lesson that St. John, guided by the Holy Spirit, is trying to teach us is that this is a reality of the Catholic life, that we intercede, and that the saints intercede for us. We do not worship the saints. We worship God. But through the saints, we approach God closer. And then, of course, in the meantime, they come to Christ, and He speaks to God the Father, and God the Father is heard once again. But not by all. The majority of people heard thunder. They did not hear God. So it is today too. The majority of people hear noise and thunder and other things. They do not hear God. Only those who are attuned to God hear God. And others say, maybe they were a little bit closer. And there are different steps in the way of conversion. And that is why the church has its missionary activity. We are here to convert, to save souls. Some are here, some are here. Eventually, they come to Christ through us, through His one holy Catholic and apostolic church, His mystical body on earth. And so some heard what they thought was an angel. They did not hear thunder because they were more attuned to God, but they were not attuned enough yet. And so they thought that an angel spoke to him. And of course, our Lord does not address this, but He speaks to God and He says to them, "This was for you, not for me. I speak to God all the time. He is my Father." And of course, He will tell them this over and over in the next 3 days again, and we shall see that they will try to kill Him because He made Himself God. He who was God from all eternity, who made Himself man in the womb of the ever-Virgin Mary at the moment of the Incarnation. He is God from all eternity. I and the Father are one. I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Over and over and over again, Jesus tells us that He is God. But they do not understand Him. They are not attuned to His speech. So He says, and this goes back to Exodus, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things, some translations say all men, to myself. That is, on the cross. Just as the brazen serpent that God commanded Moses to fashion. God commanding Moses to fashion what some heretics today would call a graven idol, a graven image, just like on top of the Ark of the Covenant, the seraphim. That was by the command of God, not to worship them, but to lead us to God, to represent God, in this case, Jesus Christ. So whoever looked at the brass serpent was saved. And then, here too, whoever looks, and this is not just a matter of seeing. We see a lot of things, but we are not necessarily paying attention to what we see. How many squares are there in the ceiling? We see many, many, many squares. We're not going to be counting them unless you have nothing better to do, which is your privilege, not mine. But we see them. We know they're there. And nevertheless, when we look at Christ, we see Christ. We are attuned to Christ. And this sight of Christ must be filled with faith. We must believe in Him. We must believe that He is the eternal Son of God made man, to suffer, die, and rise again from the dead for our salvation. The hour is at hand. The Pharisees did not understand any of it. And so Jesus went, and Lazarus went, and they hid themselves. And these particular readings are chosen also for this Passion Tide, when we see that our Lord and our Lady and St. Joseph, and if we could hide more, we could hide them all. When I was a little boy in the church in which I learned to serve Mass, in downtown Miami, the Jesuit church, still there, where the traditional Mass is still said, they had many stations of the cross. They were in bas relief. They were not just stuck to the wall like ours. Those ours are very, very historic and wonderful. They were a gift to us from the Benedictine nuns of Cullman, Alabama, who were the nuns of our school. And in their chapel, the same stations are to be found. And so they commissioned these to be made for St. Stephen. Well, in that church, in the Gesù, the stations are humongous. The church itself is humongous. And they were covered up with purple, too, during Passion Tide. It was very impressive. I will never forget it. And so they're hidden. And that's where this gospel comes in. They hide. They went away and hid. St. Lazarus, St. our Lord Jesus Christ, the Blessed Mother, all of them went. In this case, they went to Bethsaida, to Bethany, where they hid with St. Lazarus, St. Martha, and St. Mary of Bethany. So today, we contemplate these mysteries of our faith, and we give thanks to God for these mysteries of our faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.